This is The Drip, and I'm your host, Whitney Barbary. Over the last 5 years of business, I've generated $500,000. On this podcast, we do mindset, energetics, and embodiment work first, and then we dive into the strategy. My heart is for you to become the person who creating insane results and collapsing time in your business is the norm. In my world, it's much more about who you're being rather than what you're doing. So if you're here to be a trailblazer and you're here to create insane results and do it your way, then let's dive in. Hi, friend. Okay, what you're about to listen to is the replay of a masterclass that I did called The Journey to Six Figures. So I'm literally just clipping off the audio. You're getting it in its rawest form because I don't have time to go out and edit anything that needs to be edited out. So this is a masterclass that I did in my free Facebook group, The Journey to Six Figures, and you are catching the replay of that. Also, any of the programs that I talk about inside of the training, you can find links for those in the comment, or not in the, I always say the comments because I'm always on Facebook or Instagram doing lives, in the show notes. You can find links to join those programs in the show notes. Okay, enjoy. On the Zoom side of things. So hi, hello. If you are new to my world, which a lot of you probably aren't, but some of you are. So if this is your first time watching any of my masterclasses, trainings, free, paid, anything, if this is really your first time engaging with me, I would love for you to put first time in the chat. Even if you're watching the replay, let me know because I want to come back and engage with you. So if this is your first time engaging with my stuff, put first time in the chat. If you've been here before, you can put been here before in the chat, meaning you've been around, you've been in other programs, whether they were free, paid, doesn't matter. I just love to get a feel for it. Are there new people in my world? Are there people that have been around in my world? I get excited about both. So I am Whitney Barbary. Introductions are funny in my world because I'm like, what? I'm loving 100 offers too. I need to do that second Q&A for you guys, but what exactly do I call myself? I guess I would call myself a business mentor. I consider myself an expander. I'm an activator. I work with clients that have businesses. Most of my clients have an online business of some sort, and we really dive into the energetics, embodiment, mindset, all of the things, really stepping into your inner authority, becoming unstoppable. I shouldn't even say becoming, because I believe all of us are unstoppable, but like unlocking that part of you that's unstoppable. And then of course we bring in the strategy as needed. I've been in business for 5 years. It's been over 5 years now. We're going to get into that a little bit today, but I have created $500,000. That was like a couple months ago, the last time I had ran the numbers since the beginning of my business. If I had to guess where I was in cash, and for me, when I talk about numbers, I'm not talking about like how much coaching. And again, if you guys are just hopping on, even though we've gotten started, still feel free to let me know that you're here. I want to know who's on live. I want to engage with you. I want to connect. My masterclasses, trainings, events are very interactive. But if I had to guess how much cash I've created since the last time I looked and I had crossed the $500,000 mark, which is so exciting. When you guys hear my journey, like me being at 500,000 is like a big deal to me. But I would guess I'm probably at like maybe 500. Hi, Eva. Maybe at 525,000 since launching my business 5 years ago. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you average that out, it's like, if you were to say, okay, Whitney's made $500,000 in her business and she launched it 5 years ago. So she's made about $100,000 a year. But here's the crazy thing. It actually took me about the first 4 years to do like 250,000. And then in the last year, I created the other 250,000. So talk about a quantum leap. Am I right? Talk about collapsing time in your business. And that's why I wanted to talk about my journey, because I think so many of you are going to be able to relate. Like I've had people say to me, Whitney, every time you share your numbers, it's kind of a reflection of my numbers and where I am currently. And that makes me really excited. So, it's not really an average of $100,000 a year. And I'm going to get into that, what my journey's been to six figures, but I'm just saying all this to say, I've actually created six figures in my business five times. So it's not like, oh, I made six figures and now I'm coming to teach you all about it. It's like, I made six figures and then 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 I made six figures. I did it five times over five. Well, five, 500,000 and like maybe another 25,000. I have my coffee because earlier I made my first cup of coffee and it was disgusting. I tried this new like brand of coconut milk. It was so gross. So we've got a new cup of coffee. So it's 10:40 my time. And I'm just now having my first official cup of coffee for the day. I only drink decaf. I don't drink caffeinated, but I just love coffee. So, okay. I would be interested to know if you guys want to put into the chat, what brought you to signing up to this experience? What brought you to wanting to learn about my journey to six figures? And there's no right or wrong answer. I'm not looking for a right answer, but I would love to know what brought you to wanting to know and hear about my journey and my experience with creating six figures. I always love to connect with like, what was your intention when you came here today? What brought you here today? That is what I want to know. If you can put that in the chat for me, even if you're watching the replay, you guys know I always come back and check comments. Okay. So while you guys are putting that, here's what I want to say. A lot of people out there, when they teach things like this, they're giving you very specific strategy of how they got somewhere. And I want you to hear me. There's nothing wrong with strategy. Okay. People think that I'm like anti-strategy. You're interested to hear more about my path. Great. Cause I'm going to tell you about it. You guys will get to hear, you guys know anyone that's been in my world knows I'm a very open book. So I feel like I'm kind of loosey goosey in my business. It feels like you're my accountability buddy. I kind of carry that presence about me. Like even if someone's not a private client, even if you're not in any of my paid spaces, you're going to get a vibe from me that I'm like putting your feet to the fire if you're just in my energy. So I do get that. And I have a program that's coming. I'll tell you more about it at the end. I have a program. My graphic designer is this week working on the branding for it. And I am so excited. Katie's amazing, but it will have it. The reason I'm bringing that up is this might be one of the most exciting programs that I've created all year long. It's because it is something that like, I just embody so deeply. And I hold this energy of like, I'm your accountability buddy, even though I'm not even like technically holding you accountable. I may not even be coaching you in a one-on-one capacity, and just being in my energy is going to make you feel that way. So I'll tell you more about that later. But what I actually want to talk about today is I'm curious about your journey. Yeah, I do want to talk about my journey. Most people out there are teaching this kind of stuff in a strategy form. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want you to hear me on this. I'm not anti-strategy. For some reason, people think because I do energetics and mindset work that I'm anti-strategy. I'm not really sure how people get to that, but they do. People be like, well, I know you don't do strategy, or I know you're anti-strategy. And I'm like, no, listen, I'm not anti-strategy. It's just not my zone of genius. Like, obviously, if I've made over $500,000 in my business, obviously I do have strategy. Like you're not building a $500,000 business and you don't have strategy. It's not my desire to teach strategy. And here's one thing that I want you guys to hear about my journey to creating a $500,000 business to making six figures five times over. When I was really heavily being taught that like the strategy was the thing, it felt very suffocating and it always made my business feel really hard. Can anybody out there, whether you're on live or you're watching the replay, can anybody out there relate to, I have so much strategy at this point. Like I have collected so much strategy over the months and over the years the strategy's literally coming out of my ears, and I still am not at that next level where I want to be. And I don't know what that next level is for you. That next level may be like, I'm just trying to sign a client. Your next level may be like, I'm trying to get to 30K months. I don't know what that level is for you, but how many of you can relate to, I keep telling myself that I just need another strategy or a different strategy or a new strategy or a better strategy. But the truth of the matter is I have a lot of strategy. If I'm being honest, I'm probably on strategy overload. I have bought so many programs. I have listened to so many podcasts. I have read so many books. I have signed up for so many freebies, and there's this guru and that leader and that coach and that business mentor and all these people. And it's like, one, some days I don't even know where to start. Like, what strategy should I be using? Which one's the best one for me? And then two, you're like, I'm implementing a lot of these things. Why am I not at the level? Like, why am I not getting to that next level? Why do I feel like I've been at this level for a million years? I found very early on in my journey, I mean, there's so many things I want to tackle today, but this is what I will say if this sets some of you free. And this is something that I learned on my journey. You guys, people say this and we just kind of like write it off, but it's true. Listen to me. Any strategy will work. Like, even put that in the chat. Any strategy will work. Like, say it with me. Any strategy will work. I mean that. Any strategy will work. Here's how I know it to be true. Every coach I've ever seen that teaches strategy, the reason they're teaching the strategy that they teach is because that is probably the strategy that worked for them. And so they are repeating it to you, right? They're giving you the strategy that worked for them, right? So it's not that that strategy doesn't work. It's not that the strategy is wrong. It's not that these coaches are lying to you. It's that they're teaching you the strategy that worked for them. So what I'm saying is sometimes in our journeys, and this is something that I learned on my way to six figures, is there was a point that I felt really pressured to like figure out what is the right strategy. If I just need to know what the right strategy is, what is the strategy that's going to get me the results that I want? And you start to approach your business from this place of, I don't have something that I need. I don't have the piece of the puzzle, and I have to figure out how to get the piece of the puzzle. You approach your business from an energy of, I'm missing something. Right? How many of you have ever felt that way? You look at other people in the industry that are having a lot of success and you start saying to yourself, what do they have? What do they know? They must have the missing piece of the puzzle. They must have the missing piece of the puzzle. And we just start approaching things from everybody else has the missing piece of the puzzle that we need. And you're already approaching your business from lack. Do you see it? You're already approaching your business from lack. So there was a time in the very beginning, around the beginning, that I thought, okay, let me backtrack. Let me share the very beginning part of my story, because you need to know that to know what I'm, to like understand what I'm about to say. Part of my journey to six figures was that from the day I started my business, there was no plan B the day that I started my business. And I think if some of us were willing to be honest with ourselves, people say they're all in on your business, but really what we're doing is we're trying it out. We're seeing how it goes. We're going to give it a shot. When I say I burned the ships, I mean that literally. There was no plan B. There was no, I'll try this for a little bit. And if it doesn't work, I'll just stay at my 9 to 5, or I'll go back and get a job, or I'll go back to school, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. Hear me on this. There was no plan B. And so what I was saying earlier about a lot of people will teach strategy, I'm not anti-strategy, but I can tell you what got me to 6 figures was not having the perfect strategy. It wasn't figuring out what the missing piece of the puzzle was. It was, what was I embodying, and what was my energy, and what was my level of grit? How bad did I want it? There was no plan B. And I'm harping on this because I see this. People don't realize, sometimes it's, we don't realize that subconsciously we're not all in. But when I hear people talk and they use words like, I'm going to see how this goes, I'm going to try it out for a while, or I'm going to give myself a year, or let's see what happens, or this is just what I'm doing right now. What happens is you've already set yourself up for failure because you're approaching your business with a, like, I'm just going to try this out and see how it goes energy. That is not an all-in energy. Those two things cannot coexist. It's like oil and water. They're going to separate. You cannot, on one hand, say, I'm all in on my business and I'm all in on this thing and I've burned the ships. And then on the other hand, you have this mindset of, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see how it goes. I'll give it whatever extra time I might have. Those are very opposite and they cannot coexist. I'm just telling you this because this is something, it wasn't a lesson that I had to learn. It's actually something that when I look back over my journey, I actually realize I've been embodying this from day one, and it's why I have the results that I have. I have never toe dipped in my business. Never. From day one, my mindset just was, and it's not because someone taught me this, it's just like where I was at. From day one, it was, this is what we're doing. And we will be here doing this until we, well, not even until anything. I was going to say until we've like made it, but you really don't ever make it. Because for me, the kind of person I am, the drive that I have, there's always a next level. So we can say, okay, you know what? Like, I'm all in on this thing and I will keep showing up until I have a 6-figure business. And then I created a 6-figure business and it was like, all right, $100,000 a year. I want to make multiple 6 figures a year. Now I do make multiple 6 figures a year. And then when I did that, I was like, great. How can I get to 7 figures a year? And it's not, I want you guys to catch this too, because part of what got me to 6 figures was not approaching the next level from a place of lack. Okay. I want you to hear me on this. I'm not approaching the next level from a place of like, where I am is wrong, and the level of business that I'm at right now is wrong. Hold on one second. I do not know what my dogs are barking at. Sometimes I just have to yell at them. I don't know what they're barking at. You cannot approach the next level from where I am right now is wrong. And so I need to get there. Every time I want to get to the next level, it's going to be from a place of abundance where it's like, this is amazing. And I've learned to sustain the level that I'm at right now. How do I get to that level? Because that level also feels juicy. I might have to go see what they're barking at. Or I'll just shut them out of this room. Okay. Give me one second. I got to figure out what's on the. Okay. When they start acting like that, like something's outside, there was something outside. Do you want to know what was outside that they were freaking out about? The neighbor kids, the neighbors were jumping on their trampoline next door and my dogs were having a fit. So I closed the blinds so they couldn't even see out there. I'm like, really? Let people live. Does anybody else have a dog and your dogs act like no one else in the neighborhood should even be existing? Like, how dare they go outside? How dare someone walk past our house? How dare the neighbors be jumping on their trampoline? I'm like, calm down. The neighbors are allowed to be outside on their trampoline. Leave them alone. Anyways, I don't remember exactly what I was talking about, but point being about all of this is something. And this is one of the first things that I wrote down in my notes that so many people miss. We come into business. Oh, I know what I was talking about. Not creating from lack. We come into business and we're either just trying it out. We're just going to see how it goes. We're going to do this until we decide like we don't want to do this anymore. And you approach your business from this vibe of like, you're not all in. And where people get hung up is that they're telling themselves they're all in. They're not, but they're telling themselves that they are. I see it all the time. People are like, no, I'm all in on my business. And all of the actions that they're taking, or 80% of the actions that they're taking, are the complete opposite of someone that's all in on their business. So I actually never needed anyone to hold me accountable. I didn't need anyone to tell me how to be disciplined and post every day. I didn't need anyone to stay on my butt about putting my offers out into the world. I didn't need anyone to encourage me, to motivate me, to hold me accountable, to check in on me. I didn't need like a content calendar. I didn't need to like time block. I was working a full-time job and building my business. And nobody had to like coach me to be all in on my business. I just am. And I just was from the very beginning. So, but here's something interesting. The first year of my business, some of you have been in my world and you've heard me, like I've shared this, so you might know the answer, but how much money do you think I made my first year of business? And I did make money. So the answer is not zero. I did make some. So it's not zero. How much money do you think that I made my first year of business? Those of you that have been in my space, you have heard me say this before. So I'm curious to see if anybody remembers. $3,000 for the whole, not a month, for the whole year. I made $3,000 for the whole year, my first year of business, which means I made like $250 a month. Not that much money. I actually had no thoughts about that. Like, I don't think I ever thought like, oh my God, I made $3,000. This is amazing. But I didn't have any negative feelings about it. It was very neutral to me. It was just like, okay, so I made $3,000 my first year. I didn't know if that was bad or good. I didn't know if that was a problem. I knew that I was making money and I was just showing up and building my business. And so when I went into year two, there wasn't any lack or scarcity. Okay. So the reason I said I wanted to share the first part of my journey was this. When I first launched my business, I did not have a business coach or a business mentor. I didn't have someone that was helping me with the business side. So all I knew to do, I just looked at what other people were doing that I deemed as successful. And I was like, okay, I guess you post like this. And I guess you launch things like this. And this is just what you do. And this is just like what I'm going to charge. And I didn't know any better than anything. And I'm not saying like, I didn't know any better as if like what I was doing was wrong, because it wasn't. But what I'm saying is sometimes we get so caught up in the strategy and the logistics and what's the right way and who's got the right strategy and which guru should I be following? And like, how do I know this is going to work for me? And just tell me exactly what to do and tell me exactly what to post and tell me what to price this. And somebody give me some, like, how do I use Canva? And like, how do I, and we think it's all these things. And I didn't know anything about any of those things. I didn't even know Canva existed. I didn't know like Zoom at the time. I didn't even know Zoom existed. All I really knew at the very beginning of my business was my first life coach did phone calls for our sessions. So I just told my clients that I did phone calls. And really the way that I put myself out there was that I had seen a friend of mine who had started a coaching business. She had offered to coach 10 women for free for 6 weeks. I didn't know another way. I was just like, I guess this is how you put yourself out there. So I just said, I'll coach 10 women for free for 6 weeks. You get a weekly call with me every week for 6 weeks. I'll do 10 people for free. That's what I did. If any of them took me up on it, I don't remember, but I remember offering all of them paid coaching at the end of the 6 weeks. And I don't remember anyone taking me up on it. And I didn't have any thoughts about it. I just was like, okay. And I went on and I launched the next thing. I launched a 6 week group coaching program. I did one session a week as a group for 6 weeks inside of a Facebook group. I charged $97. I like didn't know any different. And I think I had like maybe 8 people sign up for that, right? 6 weeks at $97. And it came with a one-on-one call with me. So they got 6 weekly group coaching calls and they got a one-on-one call with me at the end of the 6 weeks for $97 a person, not 97 a week, $97 for the whole 6 weeks and the one-on-one call. And I thought I was on top of the world. I was like, I'm doing it. I didn't like I just think there's so many rules out there. And we get so caught up in the rules, but at the very beginning of my business, I wasn't caught up in the rules because I didn't know there were any, quote unquote. And I still don't believe there's rules, but like I did get into some spaces that I started to feel like I had to do things their way and I had to follow their rules or I wasn't going to be successful. So there's that. And so I say all that to say, like, there was a season at the very beginning of my business where I didn't know about the rules or what I should be doing, or I didn't even really know what strategy was. I didn't even realize that anything I was doing was a strategy. I was just doing my thing. Okay. And so I made that $3,000 and then I joined. Now, here's what I want you guys to hear as well. Let me tell you something else. And this is a conversation that a lot of people don't like to have and it makes them uncomfortable. And this is when people start checking out. And if this is what makes you check out, fine, then you don't need to be in my space because I'm just not here for that mindset. But let me tell you the truth about also what got me to where I am. I'm not saying I've been perfect at it. And there's times that I have to get coached on it at different levels when different things come up. But one thing that I embody 97% of the time since day one, the level of grit that I've embodied is that I have invested in myself since day one. And I didn't need anything happening outside of me externally to invest. And let me tell you something. If you are sitting here under the sound of my voice and you have been playing small with, listen, this is not, I don't care if you ever buy from me. You don't have to. You can literally log off here and be like, this lady's an idiot. I don't care. I'm telling you what got me to where I am. And any of my colleagues that are making 6 figures, it got them there. And my mentors that make millions of dollars a year, they are all saying the same thing. So there has to be truth to this. From day one, I did not need circumstantial power to get the support that I needed. So when I hired my first life coach, I didn't even know I was going to start a coaching business. I was in a 9-to-5 job. I just wanted someone to coach me on my life. She was $250 a month and me and my husband were living paycheck to paycheck. We did not have an extra $250 a month for me to spend on coaching. So I'm working 40 hours a week at my job, and I went and picked up a part-time job bartending at O'Charlie's restaurant two nights a week. So I was working 40 hours a week at my job. And then two nights a week, it was every Monday and Tuesday night from like 4 to close, which was like 9 PM. So like 10 hours a week or whatever. I was working a part-time job, and the part-time job money paid for my coach. Mm-hmm. And then I coached with her for 8 months, and then I got certified as a life coach, because then I decided I liked this life coaching thing. I wanted to become one. And I kept that part-time job for as long as I needed to have the full-time job, and because the full-time job was paying my personal bills, like in my life, rent, you know, all the things like food on the table, car payment, gas. My part-time job paid for my coaching. So when I joined my first business coaching program, it was $300. You guys have heard me tell this story. It was $350 a month. I joined this program from someone named Lindsay Mango like 4 years ago, literally like 4.5 years ago. It was a program she doesn't even have anymore. It was $350 a month for 6 months. I, at the time that I joined this, had not even made the $3,000. I was still probably in the first 9 months or so of my business, I was probably approaching that year mark. And then I invested. When I invested, we had like $12 in our bank account until my husband got paid again. He was getting paid again like 2 or 3 days later. I might have to shut this door. He was getting paid again like 2 or 3 days later. And I said to him, listen, I said, I've been taking the money that I've been making at O'Charlie's and I've been sticking it in a sock drawer. And I said, I have about, it was like right at like $353 or something like that. And I said, I could take this 350 something dollars and I could put it in our checking account. Or I said, what I really want to do is I want to go to the bank and I want to deposit this money and I want to join this program. And when I tell you I joined at the 11th hour, she was shutting the doors at midnight and it was like 11 PM. And I said, I have to go across the street to the bank and deposit this money in the ATM because I want to join this program. And I told my husband, this is what I want to do. And he said, okay. And I went and I put that $350 into that ATM and I joined that program and I had $12 in my checking account until my husband got paid. And even when my husband got paid, like 2 or 3 days later, it wasn't like, oh, if we can just hold off till he gets paid and then we're millionaires again. It was like, no, you guys know what it's like when you live paycheck to paycheck. He gets paid and all of that money is already spoken for. I was willing to do it. I have always invested at my edges, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because I am someone, my level of grit, I am someone that puts myself in the rooms with people that have what I want. I want you to hear me on this. If you continue to invest at the level that you're at, then you will stay at the level that you're at. If you continue to do what feels comfortable and what feels safe and what quote unquote makes sense, you will continue to have a comfortable, safe. Oh my God. Okay. Hold on 1 second. They are acting a fool today. My God, I apologize. You guys that have been on my trainings, you know, they never act like that. People think when I have this conversation, oh, they just say that these 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs just say that to get us to buy. No, it's literally how we live. It's literally how we've operated our business since day one. It is why we have the results that we have. It's the truth. It's the truth. And I know because I watch people in my world continue to play very small. They'll say things like, well, how many of you have ever said this? You don't have to tell me in the chat. How many of you have ever said to yourself, when I make some money in my business, then I'll invest. When I sign some clients, then I'll hire that coach. Well, my husband says I can't spend any money till I've made any money. What is your plan to make the money? You don't know how to make the money. And it's not about going out there and paying someone because they have the strategy. It's about, how do I get in the rooms with people that have what I want, that are showing up the way I wish I was showing up, that have the level of grit and tenacity that I want to unlock inside of me? How do I get in rooms with people that are fully expressed, that are the embodiment of what they preach online? How do I get in the room with someone that went from a $3,000 a year to now multiple six figures a year? You don't get to play in these people's spaces for free. If you want to play a big game with big players, you have to pay to play. And I see too many people year after year after year struggling in their businesses, wondering why they're not making any money, wondering why they're not growing, wondering why their mind's not expanding, wondering why their business and their bank account isn't expanding. And I'm like, because look at the rooms that you choose to sit in. You go invest in these $20 a month memberships, and you're in a membership all day, every day with a room full of people that are also struggling in their businesses. How is that activating you at all? It's not. Like, how many free trainings are you going to continue to sit on? If you want to play a big game, you have to be willing to go all in and invest big. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Now, it doesn't mean that you go hire some coach that charges $50,000. If you don't have that, that's not what I'm saying. But when I didn't have $250, I got a part-time job. And I worked a full-time job for 2.5 years. So I've been in business for 5 years. I worked a full-time job for 2.5 years of that, because my full-time job paid my bills in my personal life. And every penny I was bringing into my business was going back out into paying for mentorship, because I valued it. This is not a sales pitch. I seriously, honest to God, don't give two shits if you ever buy from me, because I'm going to keep making money. I'm going to keep growing. You can keep doing you. You can say I'm an idiot. You can say I'm just trying to sell. The problem is, people either aren't having this conversation, or they are having this conversation and people don't want to listen. But go find me a 6, 7, or 8-figure entrepreneur that isn't preaching. You have to invest in what you want. You have to get yourself in rooms that activate you. You need to surround yourself with people that have what you want. And you're not going to do that for free, because there is no 6-figure entrepreneur or 7-figure entrepreneur or 8-figure entrepreneur that is letting you come into their proximity for free. You're not going to find it. So if you want to play with big players, you're going to have to pay to get there. And from day one, I understood that. And nobody had to explain it to me. It was just like common sense to me. And it actually blows my mind that it's not common sense to people now. It's like, wait, to have what you want, you need to get around people that have it. You're going to get activated by their energy, and you're going to get to also learn from them. So you're going to get the energy and the strategy. Like, it's all there, the mindset and the strategy. I never expected to get it for free. And this goes, I've been thinking about this a lot, especially for those of you that are Christians. You don't get to take of people's oil for free. If you want it, you have to pay for people's oil. This is a whole parable in the Bible about the 10 virgins with their lamps of oil. You have to pay for other people's oil. You don't just get to take it for free. God is not going to bless your business when you're just trying to take of people's oils for free. Free masterclasses, free programs, free workshops, free content, free podcasts, those things are all great, but you can't build your entire business off that. You are not going to get to a 5-figure, a 6 or 7-figure business off of free, or like, how can I spend as little as possible, but build a 6-figure business? On what planet does that make sense? Like, I really want you to think about this. On what planet does that make sense? I want to make $10,000 a month, but like, how can I invest as little and as frugally as possible? Let me tell you who invests that way. People that are not all in on their business. That's a hard truth that people don't want to own. The only people that invest small is because they're playing a small game and they're not all in on their business. If you were all in on your business, you would invest like someone that was all in on their business. You ever watch Shark Tank? Do you ever watch Shark Tank and hear those people talk about how I have put in $500,000 of my own money into building this business? I'd put every penny of my savings into my own business. Because what are these sharks? When you watch Shark Tank, do you know what the sharks are looking for? They want to partner with someone that's going to be just all in on their own business as they're asking the shark to be. The shark's like, okay, you want me to give you $1 million for your business? Tell me what you've sacrificed for your business. And if those people were to get up there and they were like, oh, well, I've put like $10,000 in it. You think that shark is going to invest $1 million of their money? And this person over here is like, well, I only felt comfortable putting $10,000 in my, I haven't invested anything in my business. I'm not putting any money in this until I make money, but I want you to give me $1 million for my business, but I'm not going to put anything in it until I've made money from it. Doesn't work that way. And God's not going to bless that business. He's just not. So something truly, honestly, that was part of my journey to six figures was every new level of my business, I'm asking myself, what rooms do I need to be in? And how do I get myself in those rooms? Part-time job, investing every penny, cutting back on some things, skipping the family vacation this year because I'd rather hire that one-on-one coach than go to Disney World. Because if you're willing to do that now, you can build a business where you can go to Disney World every 6 months if you want. People say, well, I can't invest right now. I'm remodeling my kitchen. That kitchen remodel is not going to build you a business. Why don't you hire the mentor that you want? And then in a year, 2 years, you could have whatever kitchen you want. But people aren't willing to make those sacrifices because they're not being honest. They're not all in on their business. And that's the truth. They want other people to be all in on their business without them having to do it first. I was always willing to lead myself in that. I knew that my business was going to take a level of sacrifice from me. And I was always willing to sacrifice it. And I burnt the ships. Honestly, the very first mastermind that I ever joined was $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month. Do you want to know how much my business was making at that time? Like $700 a month. So every penny that went into my business went into that mastermind. And then I still had to pull money from personal funds because I was only making like $700-$800 a month. So I was working my butt off. Clients were paying me and I was putting that money right back into my coach's pocket. But you want to know what? That very first mastermind I ever joined, when I joined it, I was making $700 or $800 a month. And at month four, I made $1,400. And in month five, I made $1,700. And in month six, I had my first $10,000 month and I haven't looked back since. And now I have $20,000 months, $30,000 months. I've had $37,000 cash months. I make multiple six figures a year. Because I'm all in on my business. I am all in and I always have been from day one. Even when it was hard, even when it sucked, even when I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted, I was all in on my business. And I realized that I had, at some point, I had actually joined a business coaching program and there started to feel like there was a lot of rules. And it started to feel heavy. Like all of a sudden, all these rules were being told to me. And I felt like I had to follow all of these rules. And I stopped listening to my own voice. And I stopped trusting myself. And everything got very like masculine energy. It was like rules, do this, do that, sell this way, get on sales calls, do this, like take them through a process. If a client says this, then you do this. This is how you coach. This is how you market. You should only do one-on-one. Then you can do this. And it was like all of these things. And so my first year of business, I made $3,000. My second year of business, I made $13,000. Now, did I grow? Yes. But was it exponential growth? No. My third year of business, I made $33,000. So it was like I was growing, but it kind of felt like it was at a snail's pace. It was like 3,000, 13,000, and around 33,000, maybe 34,000. But then in year four, I did 110,000. And in year five, I did 260,000. And I'm already at like $125,000 for this year. Like the first half of the year, I was already at like $120,000 cash, not sales, cash. What made the difference in taking 3 years to make $50,000? And then the next year I made $110,000 in 1 year. Part of that journey was realizing any strategy would work. How was I leading myself behind the scenes, and what leaky stuff did I need to clean up to be someone that was an energetic match for what I said that I wanted? And that's a conversation that we really went into in The Frequency of Selling that just ended. And we talked about it a little bit in a program I did like a month ago or so called Big Business Energy. Are you an energetic match for what you say that you want? Are you the person that it would make sense for you to have the results that you say you want? Think about what I'm asking. If you're telling me I want to have $20,000 months, the person that you are right now, the way that you lead yourself right now, how you show up right now, your level of mindset that you have right now, would it make sense for you to be having $20,000 months? Are you even an energetic match for $20,000 months? You want to make six figures a year? When you step back and take an aerial view of who you are and how you show up and your level of self-leadership and your level of self-integrity, are you someone that if you made six figures a year, people would look at you and go, yep, that makes total sense. I actually can see why she's so successful. Are you an energetic match for what you're saying that you want? I realized it wasn't about having the right strategy. It was like all I realized in year three, I had my first $10,000 month and I started having this conversation with myself of like, how did I go from a $1,400 month to a $1,700 month to a $10,000 month? And I realized it was because the months, the first like 4 to 5 months in that mastermind was spent just doing the inner work of like, what do I need to clean up with me so that I actually am a match for what I say that I want? Because I realize any strategy will work if I'm cleaning up whatever I need to clean up in my own backyard to become an energetic match. The reason that the strategy that I had was only kind of working and I was kind of like slowly crawling along in my business is because the truth was there was a lot of areas that I wasn't being an energetic match for the business that I was saying that I wanted. And I had to be willing to be honest about that. But catch what I'm saying. That was the mastermind that I was paying $1,000 a month when I was only making like $700 or $800 when I first got in the mastermind. If I had not put myself in the room with someone that had scaled their business very quickly, if I had not put myself in the room with someone that had a high level mindset, that never would have been reflected back to me. And who knows how long it would have taken me to get to a $10,000 month? Who knows if I ever would have got there? So Whitney now is so thankful to Whitney then that was willing to be uncomfortable, that was willing to make big sacrifices, that was willing to, not even just willing, that I was the person that made things happen because I was all in on my business. I was like, $1,000 a month? I don't have $1,000 a month, but I have like 700, maybe 800, and I can figure out the rest. I want to be in this room. Oh, you're $250 a month for my first life coach? I don't have it, but I'll get a second job. Oh, I really want to be a full-time entrepreneur, but my business isn't making enough for me to do that right now. So I'll keep working this 9 to 5 until my business does. And I don't resent it and I'm not mad at it because this is all, I'm all in on my business. There is no plan B. I'll get there when I get there. I'm not trying this out and seeing how it goes. I don't approach anything in my business as I'm just going to try this out and see how it goes. When I do something, I'm all in committed to that thing, right? So what I realized was there were things that I needed to clean up. There were places that I was playing small. And when I started to own them, my business skyrocketed from $1,400, $1,700 to $10,000. And the journey that I've been on now, where it was like $3,000 year one, $13,000 year two, $33,000 year three, and taking forever. Then I went $110,000, $260,000, and I'm already at like $125,000 this year. The journey that I've been on that has created all these quantum leaps on this like second half of my business was not perfecting strategy. In fact, I very rarely am like honing in on my strategy. I'm not hiring people for strategy. I'm not seeking out more strategy. What I'm doing is at every level, I'm checking in with how am I leading myself? Would I be proud for my clients to see the way that I'm leading myself through this? If my clients were a fly on the wall, would I be proud for them to see who I'm choosing to be in this, how I move, how I think, how I operate, how I navigate things, how I make decisions, who I'm being? Whitney now, that makes $250,000 a year, that makes like, I made like $260,000 last year. She wants to make seven figures a year. You know, do you know what my work is right now, going from six figures to seven figures? It's not perfecting my strategy. That's like maybe 15% of it. The other 85% of it is, am I even a match for a seven-figure business? Do I have the self-leadership of someone that makes seven figures a year? What do I need to clean up so I can be available for seven figures a year? What does seven-figure a year me do? What does she say? How does she feel every day? What's the vibe? What is her energy? Every time I put out an offer, I'm like, Am I 100% the embodiment of what I'm selling? Where do I need to clean some of this up? And I might be 98% there because I don't believe in teaching things that we don't embody. But at every new level, I guarantee you there's somewhere that you can be cleaning it up just a little bit or refining your self-leadership in it more. So really what got me to six figures wasn't magical strategy. It wasn't finding the missing piece of the puzzle. It wasn't throwing all my money at Facebook ads and copywriters and web developers and fancy branding photos. And like those things are fine. There's a time and place for them, but that's not what like made people buy from me or didn't make people buy from me. Okay. It wasn't like, well, let me go create this 90-day program and spend 6 months creating it, and then I'll sell that. I wasn't focused on any of those things. There was a season in my business that I was, and I was like slowly crawling along. And then when I realized, wait a second, and I'm telling you, it all shifted when I got inside of that first mastermind, because everybody in there, like you get yourself in a room with other high-level people and then a high-level mentor, you start to see, oh, she's not at seven figures because she has all the perfect strategy. It's who she's being. And you get to watch them in that, and they get to reflect those things back to you. And it's like, that blew things up for me. So getting in that mastermind and realizing there was inner work that I needed to do. There was self-leadership work that I needed to do. I needed to be honest with myself about where I was playing really small and I wasn't showing up as my full flavored self, which meant I had a really boring vanilla brand. Why was I playing small? There were areas that I was being really leaky with my boundaries, with clients, with family members, on social media, right? There were pivots that I needed to make in conversations that I was having in my content that I like didn't really care about and didn't light me up. there were boundaries and standards that I needed to start setting in my business that were creating better relationships with clients. It was cleaning up my leaky stuff. It was checking, where am I not leading myself? Where am I choosing to sit in problem frequency? Where am I playing small? Would I be proud for my clients to see who I'm being behind the scenes? Am I an energetic match for what I say that I want? And it was answering that question all day, every day, and cleaning up anywhere that the answer was no. And when I did that, people became magnetized to me. And then it was like, they'll buy. Now I'm in a place I can say this, like, you guys can hold me in my ego for a second. People buy whatever I put out. My audience is so activated by me, they buy whatever I'm selling. Not, hear me, not because I'm a good salesperson, not because I'm really good at writing copy, not because I have really cool Canva graphics. That's not why they buy. They can feel from my energy that I am 100% an embodiment of what it is that I'm selling. And so why wouldn't they want to learn it from me? That's what took me from creeping along $3,000 a year, $13,000 a year, $33,000 a year to $110,000 a year, $260,000 a year. Like, now I'm already at 125 for this year. Who knows what I'm going to blow it out of the water in the second half of the year. I always do. I wouldn't be surprised if I end this year at like 400,000. It's crazy. What sped up the crawl? Now we're at a sprint. It wasn't strategy. When I was in that mastermind, that first mastermind where I had my first 10K month, she never talked to us about strategy. I never got coached on strategy. There was one time that I got coached on strategy and I got coached on pricing, and that was it. Everything else was this and this. And always putting myself in the rooms for this and this to be reflected back to me and to be called at a higher level and to be activated by being in rooms with other high-level people. Doesn't that all sound so much simpler than I've got to find the perfect strategy with the perfect lead magnet that puts people in the perfect funnel with the perfect copy and the perfect offer name with the perfect pricing? And if I just put out the perfect amount of reels and then carousel post and I hack the algorithms and I name this the right name so people will buy, and then I like DM 25 people a day and I get on 55 calls a week, and then if I like overcome all their objections with my really cool strategy, then maybe people will buy. Doesn't that feel like really suffocating? Wouldn't you rather just get paid for being yourself? Wouldn't you like to just in your business be so fully expressed that content just flows out of you? Because everything you do is coming from total embodiment, and you're so fully expressed that people can feel your magnetism. Like, your milkshake brings the clients to the yard. Wouldn't you rather it be that way than feeling like you're chasing them down? This is why only like 10 to 15% of what I teach is strategy, and the other 80 to 85% is mindset, energetics, embodiment, self-leadership, personal power, because those are the things that move the needle. Whatever that 10% of strategy is that I teach, or whatever you already have when you come into my world, all those things will work when we clean up these other things. I bet this conversation is not where you guys thought it was going to go. Well, those of you that have been in my world are not surprised. How are you guys feeling? Okay. So for me, this is the most important work, and it will always be. And what I have found is if you go ask these 6, 7, and 8-figure entrepreneurs, most of them are going to tell you the same thing, that it's this. It's this work. And if you want to do that work with me, I want to invite you to come into the inner circle. If you are on this journey where you want to make 5K a month, 10K a month, 20K a month, 6 figures a year, whatever, 50,000 a year, it doesn't matter, 300,000 a year, I want to invite you to come do this work with me in a room full of other people. My inner circle currently is probably my favorite way for people to come into my world right now. Technically, if you guys have been following me, you knew that today the price is increasing by $1,000 for the year at the end of today. But this masterclass idea did not come to me until 10:30 p.m. on Monday night. So this is what I actually wanted to do instead. I'm going to tell you more about the inner circle. It's not just like, okay, but what is it? I'm going to tell you about it, but I want to tell you this. I am going to extend the price increase. Okay, so the price of Inner Circle is going to go up by $1,000. Instead of it being tonight, it's going to be Friday night at 9 p.m. So instead of tonight at 9 p.m., so you basically are going to get about 48 more hours to jump in. You can join at any time. You can join 3 weeks from now. That's fine. You're just going to be paying $1,000 more, but you can. So don't feel pressured to join right now. But if you want to save $1,000, and there's another bonus that I'm going to tell you guys about, you actually have, it won't go up tonight. Like I've been saying, I'm going to give it more time because I didn't know when I set that deadline, I'd be teaching this masterclass. If you join by 9 p.m. on Friday night, you're going to save $1,000 for the year. There's also a payment plan. I want to tell you what's inside of it. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to screen share it and I'm going to show it to you. Okay. The inner circle, and if you guys are trying to keep track of the deadline, there will be a counter on the website. So this program, if you guys ever heard me talk about it, it used to be called Full Flavored Experience. Okay, now we call it the inner circle. This is a, it's weird for me to see myself over there. Basically what it is you come in and you're in it for a year. And for the next year, you, every time you guys see me putting out an offer, a program, a masterclass, and in like a whole 3 week program, a training, an experience, an event, a challenge, all these things you guys see me marketing, it is all included for Inner Circle members. The only thing that's not included is one-on-one coaching and masterminds. You get all the other offers for the year that you're in the program. So from the day that you join, you get access to all of these live programs that I'm doing for an entire year. Not only that, when you join, you're also going to get access to the Inner Circle Vault. Inside of your Inner Circle Vault is instant access to 20 hours worth of content. It's past programs, past masterclasses. You can binge those as soon as you sign up. And then you get all live programs moving forward. You're also going to get access to Inner Circle Radio. I want you to think like private podcast vibes. You get added to a Voxer channel. I'm the only one that can drop anything in the Voxer channel. And I just drop things as they come to me, things that I want to share, things that are on my mind, gold nuggets, all the things. And sometimes those messages might be 10 minutes long. You don't have to, there is not a set time that you have to show up. You can just plug in and listen when you want. It's almost like private podcast vibes because every note, every voice note will have a different topic. So it's kind of like getting little mini podcast drops. There's also group coaching calls and Q&A calls every month. You're also going to get access to the Facebook community with all the other members. And then if you decide to stay in Inner Circle for a second year, when your first year is over, you get an exclusive alumni rate. And you're also going to get Inner Circle pricing. When I drop mini masterminds and when I drop VIP upgrades, you will get special pricing for those. Now, what's inside the Inner Circle Vault? It's some of these programs here. These aren't even all of them. There's actually more than what's listed here, but you're going to get access to things like High Level Money Masterclass, The Frequency of More, Quarter Milli Masterclass, Half Milli Masterclass, Unattached, Traction 2023, Behind This 2022 Behind the Scenes, Money on Demand. I think you get access to Embodiment. You get my Time Collapse program, Collapsing Time in Your Business. You get all of that. That's all instant access. What you can expect in programs that are going to be, I'm going to be doing live over the next year. These aren't in order. Okay. But these are things you can expect to learn through the live programs you're going to get. Money mindset, wealth embodiment, grit, how to be a high caliber client, how to be a high caliber coach, dream clients, embodiment, dissolving your ego, energetics, delicious offers, emotional intelligence, big business energy, becoming a client magnet, quantum leaping, collapsing time, sales, content messaging, recurring revenue, all the things. Okay. These are things that I'll be teaching in live classes over the next year. Currently, the investment is $19.97 for the year or $197 a month. That price is going to go up by $1,000 at 9 p.m. on Friday night. Okay. What I'm going to do is actually I'm going to drop this link into the chat. If you guys want to go ahead and join. If you have questions about Inner Circle, DM me. Here was the other thing that I was going to say. I decided the other day to add another bonus. So not only are you saving $1,000, here's what I'm also doing for anybody that signs up by Friday night at 9 p.m. You are also going to get to choose a past program of mine that's not included in the Inner Circle. You get to choose a past program that's not included and you get it as a bonus. Here are your options. Delicious offers. It's a whole program on creating offers. Big business energy. Kind of self-explanatory. Or codes to 50K. So you get everything listed. You save $1,000 and you get to pick one of those programs. Delicious offers, codes to 50K or big business energy, and you'll get instant access to that as well. Okay. So price will go up by $1,000. Like I said, you can join later if you're not feeling the pull. That's okay. If you want to plug into my world, but you're like, I'm not feeling the pull to do Inner Circle, you guys are getting access to a pre-sale on probably the biggest program that I will teach this year. It's just feeling like this is the thing that I love all of my programs, but this program, and when you guys hear the name of it, you're gonna be like, that makes sense. I am just like, I am the person to teach this. There is nobody else on the planet that I'm like is embodying this right now the way that I am. I am the person to teach this. It's pre-sale because it's gonna go down in October. Now, if you are in Inner Circle, you get access to this because Inner Circle gets access to everything. If you're not feeling the pull to join Inner Circle, you can just join programs a la carte. The program, it's the first time I've ever taught it. It's called Gritty. Totally fitting. It will go down in October, but if you join now, you can get it at pre-sale, which is a freaking ridiculous price when I tell you what it is. You can get it at pre-sale and you can get a payment plan because it's not happening till October. So right now you can join at $333 for it's an entire program, lifetime access to the content. You can join for $333 or there's also a 3-month payment plan. The full price of this program is going to be $1,111. That's why I said 333 is freaking ridiculous because full price will be $1,111. So this is like a fourth of the price. It will go down in October. The program's called Gritty. The vibe is, what if you were unstoppable? What if there was no plan B? What if you were unstoppable? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that link and I'm going to put that in the chat as well. So that if you just want to join Gritty, you can. Okay. So the other options you have to play in my world, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about them. I think those are the two biggest ones right now. Everything I'm about to talk about, if you are in Inner Circle, you get access to all of these. This is why I say it pays to be an Inner Circle. Mid-August, we are running big sales to a small audience. This is for you if you have a tiny audience, if you have a medium-sized audience or a large-sized audience. And here's why. We're going to focus on selling to a small audience. But here's the thing, if you can learn what I'm teaching about sales, you can apply it truly to any size audience you have. Okay. So big sales to a small audience right now, you can get into that for $333. That price is only going to be $555. All right. That is starting in August. I'm going to drop that in the comments. Like I said, if you're an Inner Circle, you get access to all this. The other thing I want to mention is this isn't going to be a full program. This is going to be Probably like it's either going to be a 2 or 3 part, what I would call not maybe a master class, but a master course, because there are going to be 2 or 3 sessions. It won't be like a 1-day master class, the Quantum Quarter. This is going down the first week of September. I always have massive quantum leaps in the last quarter of every year. In 2021, I made $25,000 cash for the first time ever in December. Last year in 2022, I made $37,000 cash in December. I always turn it up and show up a certain way in the last quarter of the year, where when everybody else is slowing down and everybody else's business is kind of like slowing down, my business is quantum leaping. So I'm going to be teaching the Quantum Quarter the very first week of September, because it's going to set us up for that last quarter of the year. You can join that right now for $111. Okay. And then price will be going up at some point. Now, I'll say this again. If you are an Inner Circle, all of everything I just mentioned is included for you. Okay. So if you aren't feeling the pull to join Inner Circle, like I'm like, that's crazy, but that's fine. You can buy 1, 2, all of these a la carte if you want. You totally can. If you want access to all of them and 2 live group coaching calls a month and Inner Circle Radio and an entire vault of 20 plus hours of content, if you want access to all of these and then everything else I'm launching for an entire year, because I want you to think about this, everything I just mentioned, those are going down in August, September, and October. That's just the first 3 months. Imagine what's coming for the other 9 months. It's insane. So you can buy those a la carte. You can buy 1, 2 of them, or you can join Inner Circle and you just get access to all of them, plus the 20 hours of past programs, plus 2 group coaching calls a month, plus Inner Circle Radio, plus the Facebook community, plus everything else I launch for the next year. And if you join by Friday night, you save $1,000 and you get to pick one of my past programs as a bonus: Delicious Offers, Codes to 50K, or Big Business Energy. Those are ways to work in my world right now with me. Obviously, I always usually have one-on-one available, but that's just something you'd have to DM me about. I'm not going to give that any airtime on here today. I've really been feeling in my spirit that Inner Circle just is the vibe right now. It is the vibe. So, any thoughts? Do you guys have questions? I'm available to answer questions about any of these offers. I can answer questions about Inner Circle. Oh, here's something I didn't mention, by the way. When you join Inner Circle, you get lifetime access to all of the programs that you are granted while you're in it. So from the day that you join, you're going to get all live programs and masterclasses that I do from the day that you join until your last day a year later. You get lifetime access to all of those programs and masterclasses. So if you don't renew for a second year, we don't like take all those programs away from you. You get to keep them. Okay. That is also something cool that a lot of people aren't offering. Right. So are there questions about Inner Circle, questions about any of the programs? Let me look at my notes and make sure. I'm like, I feel like there's something I am leaving out, but. Okay. I guess the other thing I could mention is we are wrapping up the frequency of selling. Like, it's done. I'm getting ready to drop one more like little, anyways, doesn't matter. When you join by Friday night, you're still going to get access to the frequency of selling. But once Friday's over, you won't get access to frequency of selling in Inner Circle until I teach it again, probably a year from now. Okay. So just so you know, like if you join by Friday, because this is the program we're currently wrapping up, you'll still get access if you join by Friday. If not, you're going to have to wait till I teach it again. Okay. All right. I will see you guys. I'm going to see you guys in Inner Circle. Here's what I want you to hear. What I talked about today, this journey to 6 figures, everything that I embodied, the mindset, the energetics, the vibe, all of those things, it is the work that we do inside of the Inner Circle. And then there are programs where I do teach strategy, like Delicious Offers. That was a lot of strategy. Big Sales to a Small Audience, there's going to be strategy in there. So if there is strategy where it makes sense and it's needed. But what I talked about today, like what actually got me to 6 figures, that is what I'm imparting inside of the inner circle. That's why I say, to me, it's my favorite way for people to play in my world, because anything you could possibly ever want to learn from me is going to be inside of inner circle. You know what I mean? So if you guys aren't sure if inner circle is right for you, feel free to DM me. That's fine. Also right now we're in, so August 1st, yesterday, I started something for inner circle members called 30K in 30 days. I am creating $30,000 cash in August. That was the intention that I set. The last few months have all been $20,000 cash months, and I'm ready to ramp it back up to $30,000 cash months. I had quite a few of them last year, but I hadn't had any $30,000 cash months this year. They've been pretty consistent 20K cash months. And I decided in August, I'm like, we're going to do a $30,000 month, and I'm bringing my inner circle members along for that journey. So I created a separate Facebook group where I'm basically like kind of reality TV vibes. Like I just plug in there in real time. I'm sharing, I'm dropping lives, I'm dropping how I'm coaching myself, what's coming up for me, like my numbers, all the things. They just get access to that for being an inner circle. So that's something about being an inner circle too, is like, I never know what's going to come to me. And sometimes I have these ideas for things I want to do. And if you're an inner circle, you just get access to it. You don't pay anything else, right? So you're basically getting access to everything for a fraction of the cost. That's kind of the point of inner circle. You pay $200 a month for programs that I'm charging everybody else $333, $555, $1,111 for, you're paying $200 a month. Even if you join later, you're paying $300 a month. It's still like a whale of a deal, you know? Okay. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I've got a private client, in about 30 minutes. So I'm going to go eat a little lunch. DM me if you have questions. If not, I will see you guys, inside of one of those programs. Hopefully the inner circle, we would love to have you join us. Just don't forget that Friday night at 9 p.m. Central, the price of inner circle is going up by $1,000 and the bonuses go away. I just don't want anybody to DM me on Monday and go, I'm going to join inner circle. Do I still get the bonuses? The answer is going to be no. I love you, but the answer is going to be no. Okay. All right. I will catch you guys on the flip side. Bye. Hey friend, before you run off, I've got something special for you. If you rate and review the podcast and then take a screenshot and either send it to me in the DMs on social media, or you send it to my team at support@whitneybarbary.com, we are going to give you a unique coupon code where you can get $50 off any past program or masterclass that's on my website. So rate, review the podcast, take a screenshot, send it to me in the DMs or send it to my team. And we are going to give you a special coupon code where you can get on the website. I have a whole list of past programs, past masterclasses that you can apply it to. We're going to give you a $50 off credit.